Today I'm talking about a new technique. It's a seismic technique for near surface soil investigation. This is my outline. First, I talk about some background and my objective. And we use a kind of surface wave called a rainy wave. And we develop a technique called multi-channel analysis of surface wave method. Now I'm going to talk about the experiment setup and present some results, and also the possible application for this method, and also the future work. So this is some example. This is a result of a 2-year long-term survey. So this is the sound speed, this is the water potential. And from this we can see a very clear the correlation. It's actually it's a power law between the sound speed and the water potential. And this is the result of sound speed versus moisture content. And this is another example. It's a result of a triaxial test. So this is the effective stress, and this is the strain. This is the two soil sample. We did some, loading and unloading, reloading. So this is the behavior of sound speed versus a strain. So compare with two picture, it shows the sound speed behavior very similar to this called a deformation curve. So these two examples demonstrate that the sound speed can be a good parameter for soil property characterization. So our objective is to develop a kind of non-invasive method for soil shear wave velocity profile. Actually, it's a velocity as a function of depth. We call it, in brief, is MASW method. So our focus is concentrate on a couple of meter deep below the surface, which is the most agricultural application. We need to achieve very high spatial resolution. And the final, we should develop an automatic and mobile imaging system for the whole soil application. So this is the image, the cartoon showed what is the surface wave called rainy wave. So this is a wave, elastic wave, propagate along the surface. The most important things is that the most of energy concentrate in one wavelength. That means if you have a large wavelength, the wave will carry the information of deeper soil. If you have a short wavelength, then you can explore the very shallow soil property. Another advantage is that this rainy wave velocity is very close to the shear wave velocity. And this is shear wave velocity is well known to be a very important parameter for material like shear strength, something like that. And there are a lot of ways to generate a rainy wave. The most common way is use a sledgehammer or use some weight drop. And some use a controllable source like electromechanical shaker. So these two methods is an impulsive source, which generate a very low frequency and corresponding to the very large wavelengths. So it's mostly used for very deep soil exploration. And for the electrical mechanical shaker, and this the same things, but with a large size and force, they're usually looking for very shallow area. this method firstly is developed for the geotechnique. They are looking for very shallow, very deep area between tens meter and even hundreds of meter. So they usually use a so-called device called a geofoam, and spread 1 meter and spread maybe several hundred meters, looking for very deep soil. So in our case, we use this device. We use electromagnetic shaker, and which run very high frequency. And we use the device called LDV. It's a laser Doppler vibrometer, which measures the surface vibration. And this device can be moved by a step motor. So we can move this device at a very small step. So we can with this, we can achieve the very high spatial resolution. So this comparison between the conventional MASW and the current MASW. So the conventional is used contact sensor, it's called a geophone. And it runs low frequency from 4 hertz to 100 hertz. And they are, as I said, they are targeting in very relatively deeper soil, and they don't provide the information of the top soil because of their frequency limit. So our case is use non-contact moving sensor, and we use a relatively higher frequency, so we can look at the very shallow soil, and then we can achieve high spatial resolution, and both horizontally and vertically. So this is a kind of signal we collect. We use a chirp, which is a frequency sweeping, so we can achieve a large frequency range. So we're collecting a signal at a different location. And we put them together. It's generally called a short gazer. And we perform FFT. This is a magnitude spectrum, and this is a phase spectrum. So after we connect the signal in time domain, we perform two FFT. The first, we perform it in the frequency domain. This is the general procedure. For signal processing. And the second, we perform FFT in spatial domain because we connect the data in a certain area. So after that, we can get this kind of image. So this is so-called phase velocity, and this is the frequency. So one of the advantages of using rainy wave is because rainy wave carry the most of energy compared with some other wave like P wave and S wave. So from this image, you can detect that this is exactly the rainy wave velocity. So and we plot the in this way. So then you can clearly see this is the phase velocity of rainy wave, and this is the frequency. So it's showing that the velocity change with the frequency. And after we get the dispersion curve, we use the inversion, because we just get the rainy wave velocity as a function of frequency. But our goal is to get the shear wave velocity as a function of depth. So we have to do this inversion. So starting from this dispersion curve, we first get a gas to establish initial mode. And we use wave propagation theory and to calculate what the dispersion curve would be using this initial mode. And if this result is not as good as the observed one, we modify this the initial mode until we get the conversion. Then we say, okay, this is our the measured method. So here is an example. Of the result of inversion. So this is the shear wave velocity. This is as a function of depth. So from here, we can see that we can explore the depth something around 1.8 meter deep. So, but here, we lack of information because of frequency limit. And then in practically, we separate the frequency band in three parts. The one part is from 40 hertz to 100 hertz. So from this picture, we can get the soil profile, which is the shear wave velocity as a function of depth. You know, from here, from about 30 centimeter to 3 meter deep. And if we run the frequency higher, you know, from 8 hertz to 250 hertz, and we can explore this soil area from, you know, 20 centimeter to 80 centimeter deep. And then from higher, and then we get a shallower. So this is from 10 centimeter to 40 centimeter. And then if we combine these two frequency bandwidths together, then we can get this whole picture. So the whole picture. So it looks like from 10 centimeter to 3 meters deep. So we can get the whole image by non-invasive way. And just to show some example, this is the showing the soil profile changing as a function of moisture. So the bottom line is we measured after a very heavy rain. It's supposed the soil is weighed by water. So then this sound speed, the velocity profile is relatively showing a low. So after the rain, it soil due to the drainage and the evaporation that become more and more dry, then the sound speed gradually increase, and we can use this technique to measure this soil change. This also the results is in agreement with our previous long-term survey data, showing that when soil become wet, the sound speed decrease. When it become dry, sound speed increase. Here's another example. This taken in this summer, and this is another results showing the soil profile. So here, this is a bigger sound speed. It's due to the surface crusting and sealing because it's the rigid area. And then this is showing the some kind of moisture decrease the sound speed. And this area is looks like some layering effect. So we consider this is a kind of frangipane. So, and after this, you know, which occurred in something like 60 centimeter, and after that, the sound speed gradually increase is due to overburden pressure. And this technique can have some application. You know, study the surface property, like crusting, runoff effect, and you can also mapping the soil moisture. And we can also use it to do the narrowing lineation, like a propane and frigipane. And we can also detect some geological anomaly, like a pipe, void, and we can also use it to study the compaction effect. And recently, we are involving in study the navy and dam assessment using this technology. And we can, you know, in the future, we can develop some 2D method to do the 2D imaging. So this is our future work. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.